sizzling 99.9 KSIZ, where the MSP comes alive.
Whether you're seeking to buy or sell a classic car, call Matt Thurldson at Mad Muscle Garage Classic Collector Car Sales and Services at 952-220-2993 or email him at matt@madmusclegarage.com for further details.
Sizzling 99.9 KSIZ, where the MSP comes alive.
Good morning, Minneapolis, St. Paul. You're listening to Speedy and Spitz, a street beat on KSIZ, Central and 99.9. We have Brian Warhol, a.k.a. Speedy, on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up?
Man, I'll tell you, things are really starting to kick off. I think I said that last week, that things are really starting to kick off. But this week, there are so many events happening. And I've noticed that on the Twin Cities Car Cruising Group Facebook page, you got to follow that, because if you're a car person, there is something going on every day of the week someplace.
Oh, yeah.
Cruisins, roll-ins to restaurants, to auto parts stores, to nursing homes, to senior building. I mean, there's something going on every day, and multiple things.
Yeah, and you know, the beauty about following Twin Cities Car Cruising Group is that the membership has gone up. It's 15.6. I mean, every time I look at this, you know, those numbers are starting, you know, continue to rise. I mean, it's a great Facebook page to follow for anything.
Oh, yeah.
In regards to cars.
There's nothing but car events on there.
Yeah.
And, you know, we don't allow advertising, so it's not filled with a bunch of ads. It's all car stuff. And there was one that happened this week at Lindblutum, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly, senior building over in Lino Lakes. But they had a thing they just had put an ad out saying, hey, we want some people to stop by just for a couple hours on Tuesday. From 12 to 2, we'll have some snacks and refreshments for you. We just want to bring back the good old days to our residents. And the pink ladies will be there. Well, I looked at a picture that somebody posted after the event, and there was about six old ladies in their pink poodle skirts hanging on a car.
So cool, man. Yeah.
I know. I really like to support those things at the senior buildings. It's a lot of fun.
You know, I think the beauty about it is that they really appreciate that. You know that?
They do, and it's so funny because a lot of them, if you look, it's always like, come and have a root beer float with us.
I like the cookies myself.
Yeah, that's good.
What else you got?
Well, after we get off the air here, I'm heading to downtown Osseo. It's always one of my favorite events of the spring. It's the spring kickoff of the Intermark Club, which is all foreign cars. So this is the 33rd annual Vintage Foreign Car Show happening in downtown Osseo. It's on Main Street. They closed down Main Street for about six or seven blocks.
Wow.
And it's all cars.
Wow.
And they're all 2006 or older, all imports. This year it's featuring the MGs. So if you're an MG person, there'll be a lot of MGs there. And what's really neat is that each street, each block, it's a certain marquee of car. So you'll have Porsches on one side of the street, Volkswagens on the other side. You go down to the next block, it's Volvos and Saabs, it's Mercedes, it's BMW. I mean, and it's just so cool the way that they have it broken down. And like I say, it takes the entire Main Street, about seven blocks of Main Street in downtown Osseo. And that starts at 10 and goes until 3. And then at their little central park that they have there, they have a little gazebo. There'll be live music at the gazebo. There's food trucks there. There's a lot of vendors, so there's a craft show going on, too. So it's a good place to go hang out for a few hours on a Saturday, I'll tell you.
Yep, I would appreciate, you know, going out there, because, you know, it's probably going to be loaded with, cars that we haven't seen.
Well, a lot of them, yeah. I mean, it's not every day you see, you know, Mercedes 1930-something Mercedes,
yeah,
and old Jaguars, and, you know, there's brands you probably will go out to and say, I never had heard of that brand. There's one that always intrigues me every year when I go, called a Borgward. B-O-R-G-W-A-R-D, Borgward.
Yeah.
There'll be three or four of those parked on the side street.
All in one area. You know, that's a good thing. That's cool.
Yeah, a lot of different stuff. Then we're going to jump to Sunday. It's the GSTA swap meet at our good old getaway bar in Aurach, Minnesota. And as I always say, where the F is Aurach? It's basically Big Lake. Starts at 8 a.m., goes until noon. Swap meet, it's free for the buyers. You know, show up, there's probably something you're going to need for your car. Setup begins, if you want to sell, setup begins at 7 o'clock. And it's only $10 for a car-sized space to sell. So if you're selling out of the back of your truck or your trunk, it's $10. If you're going to bring a trailer, you probably need two spaces. That's $20. And that's up at the Getaway Bar. And that's 26211 184th Street in Aurach. Again, buyers are free. They open the bar up early so you can get up there and have one of their famous breakfast burritos and a screwdriver or a Bloody Mary at 8 o'clock in the morning.
That is so cool. You have any questions, simply call Bob Malarkey at 763-442-0045 for the swap meet at the Getaway Bar, 26211 184th Street in Aurach. Should it be a fun time? What do you think?
Always, always. There's always a lot of good stuff there to find. And, you know, when it's free to get in, all your money that you bring can go towards buying stuff. You don't have to pay any admission fee.
You have more money for the project car.
Exactly, exactly. Hey, and maybe you cleaned out your garage this spring and you got some stuff to sell. Hurry up and throw it in the truck or the trunk of the car and head up there tomorrow morning.
Yeah, why not?
Setup again starts at 7 o'clock and the show runs from 8 to noon.
Very cool.
And then I'm going to hit another show here. This is their first time that they've done this. It's the Forest Lake Police Department.
Ooh.
Cops and Cars car show. The thing about it is that they were going to start it when they first posted this. They were just going to have it at the parking lot of the government center.
Yeah.
And they've had such a response to it that they've actually moved it to the Running Aces Casino and Racetrack. Because they know that they've probably have outgrown the parking lot at the government center. So that's this Sunday also, tomorrow from 11 to 2. And that's all makes and models welcome the Forest Lake Police Department car show and food trucks on site. It's family friendly for all ages. Best thing about it, free to enter your car and free to attend.
Ooh, anything free, I'm sure it's going to be packed.
Then they get busy. So it's Running Aces Casino. That's at 15201 Running Aces Boulevard in Columbus, which is right up by Forest Lake.
Yeah. Nicely done, man. I mean, three great events to participate this weekend. What else you got?
You can find information on these shows and tons of other ones that are out there. Again, on the Twin Cities Car Cruising Group Facebook page.
And then do yourself a favor. You're going to be spending at least a couple hours on this thing because there are so many events, like Brian was mentioning at the top of the hour. It's like, oh, my God, every time you go back there, it's like there's more and more. But the gorgeous-looking graphics that come up now and the beauty about it is that they continue, and this is only the start of the season, man.
Exactly. And I mean, a lot of people are posting pictures too of the event. Like Wednesday night, I went up to the Bebop Cruisers, started their twice a month cruising up at the VFW in Crystal.
Yeah.
On Bass Lake Road there by the Crystal Airport. Two Wednesdays a month. I believe it's the second and fourth Tuesday, or Wednesday, excuse me. Wednesday. So I went up there Wednesday, spent a couple hours there. Took some pictures of some of the cars and posted them on the Twin Cities Car Cruising Group page so you can see what happens at these different events.
Did you win anything?
No, I didn't win any door prizes. It's a cruising, so yeah. They don't really do trophies or anything. You know, that's like we've talked about. People are starting to like these cruising and drop-ins, you know. just a rolling. But they always have good food at the VFW on those Wednesday nights, that's for sure.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. All right. Where are we at?
Speedy's Jukebox this week. We're going to do cover, uncover. And what that means is we're going to talk about a song that was written, sung by an artist, was a big hit, and then it was covered by another person or another group, and they also maybe had a hit with it. And maybe you're not familiar with the original one. You're only familiar with the cover version. So we're going to talk about one today that's got a really unique position in history. The song is The Locomotion. It's only one of a very few songs that has reached number one by two different artists. And this song actually was a hit for three people in three different decades. Started out 1962, Little Eva recorded The Locomotion. It was written by Jerry Goffin and Carol King, you know, the songwriting duo of the century. Little Eva was Carol King's babysitter.
No.
Yeah, and she gave her the song to record. And she had a huge hit with it in 1962. Then, in 1974, Grand Funk Railroad released their rock version of The Locomotion, and that also reached number one. And then we'll jump to 1987, when Australian pop singer Kylie Minogue, that was her debut single, was The Locomotion in 1987, and her version reached number three in the U.S.
Number three, that's right. Ryan Warhol, a.k.a. Speedy, thanks for talking this morning, and we'll talk to you soon, all right?
You bet.
All right, nicely done. For the Speedy's Jukebox this week, that's right, Locomotion is the headline, but Little Eva is number one. Number two would be Grand Funk Railroad, cover, uncover, and also Kylie Minogue with The Locomotion. Here we go. Check it out. Bam!
Everybody's doing a brand new dance now.
Come on, baby, do the locomotion.
I know you get to like it if you give it a chance now.
Come on, baby, do the locomotion.
My little baby says I can do everything. It's easy underlining your ABC. So come on.
Chance now.
Come on, baby, do the promotion. My little baby says you can do it with ease. It's easier than that in your ABC.
99.9 KSIZ, where the MSP comes alive.
Hey there, baby, I could use just a little. 8 a.m. at the Twin Cities Volkswagen Club's 40th annual Bug-In at Luther Westside Volkswagen, located at 2370 Highway 100 in St. Louis Park. For further details, go to their website at TwinCitiesVWClub.com.
Sizzling 99.9 KSIT, where the MSP comes alive.
That's right, where the MSP comes alive. Good morning, Minneapolis, St. Paul. You're listening to Speedy and Spitz Street Beat right here on KSIZ, Sizzling 99.9. Now we got Wolf on the line. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
I am great, Paul. How are you?
I am swell. You know what? We were talking off air about some of these car enthusiasts that I ran into at a couple of car shows here. And one of them came up and said, you know what? We love the topic of two listeners. They said, you know what, we love the topics, you know, about the toys and the, you know, the models and all of these different things that you were talking about in the past. We were reminiscing right after that into, you know, some of our neighbors and, you know, what they remember back in the day. And then this other guy comes up to me, he says, you know, it was interesting to hear the episode that you guys were talking about Porky's. Can you do that again? And I said, you know what, I got Wolf coming on this Saturday, so why don't we do this, okay? Why don't we just go through this once again? Tell our listeners all about what happened at Porky's.
Yes, I'd be glad to. It was many, many, many years ago, though. Of course, I sure do miss Porky's. It was a great time. And, you know, you go through there, you drive around. It was hard to find a parking spot because of all the people there patronizing that place. But my son decided he'd like to go through there. He had a 70 old Cutlass. and he still has it. He bought it before he could even drive. He's got it all fixed up. It's got 600 plus horsepower on pump gas. It's an awesome car. And he wanted to go through Porky, so I said, okay. And I was going to take my motorcycle because I had a fairly new Harley Softail. So we hit it down there. And this was just the time that the city just didn't like the cruisers, didn't like the cars. Remember, they had the fire department out there at one time watering down the street to get the cars wet. They had the police down there a lot. And so we were going, and it used to be a two-lane divided. And we went through there once, and there was no place to park, so we made the up on the street, and then we made our, we were sitting at the left turn lane, and we couldn't see the traffic signals or anything because there was a big truck in front of us. So when the light changed to green, the truck made its left turn, and my son ahead of me started to make a U-turn. Now, at this moment, I saw a no U-turn sign on the little divided, the little sign that's up there that has the little heel print, and it's noticed indicating the streets divided. And I saw that little sign, and it was just one of these little signs that you buy at Target or Walmart that kids hang in their room. It said, no U-turn. Pasted up there with duct tape. I yelled at my son. Of course, his car's loud. My truck, my motorcycle's loud. He couldn't hear me. I know. Don't U-turn. And sure enough, he made his U-turn, and there came the police. And I made the U-turn in the motorcycle. And so my son pulled over, and I pulled over behind the police officer's cruiser. And I walked down there, and he's getting my son's driver's license and registration. My son told him, I didn't see a sign. I'm sorry, there's a truck ahead of me. So I told the police officer, I said, you got to give us a break. I said, I'm a former police officer. And he said, well, get on your motorcycle and leave. Because, you know, get away. I said, you can't give him a ticket anyway. That's an illegal sign. That really made him angry.
I said, oh, boy.
He really got mad. My son ended up getting a ticket. So what I did, I looked up all the laws, all the statutes on signs, traffic signs. They got to be a certain shape, which it wasn't, a certain reflective color, which it wasn't. Couldn't be pasted over another traffic sign, which it was. And there was a couple other things, too, that made it. There was about five or six, the height. For the no U-turn had to be, it wasn't high enough. So I made a mistake. I called down to the courthouse, and I told the prosecutor, traffic prosecutor, I said that this is an illegal sign. The city has broke the law. This is not enforceable, and I read him off all the codes. He said, "Well, you just," I said, "I don't want to just dismiss it." He said, "Well, no, you got to come to court." So we did, and I had. I figured, you know, maybe that was an easy dismissal, but I was wrong, because when we got in there and sat down, my wife was with us, the judge says, in our court, this is no lie, he says, in my court, you're guilty until proven innocent. I mean, you're innocent until proven guilty. And everybody chuckled, but me, I said, no, you're telling the truth, I'm thinking. And so we waited, and they left us till the last case. And everybody ahead of me, I could see, they were just railroading everybody out of there. They would find them guilty and put them on probation and say, yeah, 6 months, then we'll dismiss this off your record. One guy ahead of me was even, I knew we were done.
What?
Because the guy ahead of me, he got a ticket for speeding, and it was at night. And he was coming down a hill, I don't know the location, but he asked the police officer, are you sure it was my car? It was nighttime. And the police officer said, well, I'm not really sure it was your car, I guess, now that you mention it. And that question about out there, he should have been dismissed. He was found guilty. And I thought, I don't know. When my son and I got up there, requested us. We couldn't be in the room when, you know, in the courtroom. We had to go out for each of our testimonies, which was ridiculous. And when I got up there, I had my, I went up there and I took pictures. I took pictures of the traffic sign there, the little, you know, divided highway sign. It had duct tape on it. And unfortunately, I didn't have, it was before our cell phones, but I took pictures with a regular camera of the duct tape on this sign. Had a tape measure, showed how high it was. I think I even went to a Walmart or something. I picked up one of the same signs and took a picture of it. You know, it wasn't reflective. And I started showing this to the judge, looked at these, and he said, was this taken at the time of the offense? And I said, no, Your Honor, it was taken the day afterwards. I didn't have a camera with me. It's, well, we can't, these are, we got to, this is not admissible. We got to dismiss this because it's taken after the fact. I said, what difference does that make? I said, if there's a murder and they, and or somebody finds somebody dead 4, 5, 6 days later and they show up and take all the evidence, pictures, those aren't admissible. He just gave me a dirty look. He was mad, but they did find him guilty, you know. And even the police officer took the judge back in the, they went back in the chambers. They were back there for like 20 minutes. And I think the officer was trying to talk the judge into dismissing it, but they wouldn't. Because the what the deal is, if the prosecutor and a judge have all these convictions, especially the prosecutor, that makes him look good. And he possibly can move up the ladder, become a judge, maybe someday himself. So I believe that's why we were, but it was, you know, now I laugh at it, but I didn't laugh at it at the time. And I wanted to appeal it and hire an attorney. And my son said, I don't want to deal with it anymore. Just drop it. My record will be clean in 6 months. So we didn't appeal it. And I should have, because the police department was very, very, very wrong on doing that. And I don't know how many, maybe there's somebody else out there that got a ticket under that same circumstances. I'd like to find out how many got tickets with that illegal sign.
Yeah, but, and, you know, I think I want to bring this, you know, up. You know, in fact, as Wolf mentioned, if any of our listeners out there have ever, you know, run into something like this in regards to not just a U-turn, but, you know, an uncalled-for ticket, you know, simply, you know, email me at Paulie at sizzlin999.com. And, you know, yeah, we'd like to hear some responses from you. But, you know, let's turn the page. I got another 10 minutes for you there, Wolf. So, you know, the good thing about this is that, you know, there are so many car shows, all right? And I'm looking at our Facebook page. You know, for all of our listeners and audience out there, we know why you're listening, because, you know, basically Twin Cities Car Cruising Group's Facebook page, which we, myself and Speedy, you know, control, you know, it's grown dramatically. But if you look at it, my God, there's so many shows. We had Speedy on earlier, and he goes, you know, we've got 35 shows today. And I'm going, what? Are you kidding me? Unbelievable. So, you know, let's talk a little bit about car show etiquette, if we could. Because you go out to many, many car shows. And tell us a little bit of some of the things that you like and dislike when you go to a car show.
Okay, what I like, well, one thing I should do, I should call ahead. I went to a car show. Advertised up at that little Emmanuel Lutheran Church, I think it is, in Bloomington. Said every Tuesday night from 4 to 8 or something like that.
Yeah.
I drove up there and it was a one-man car show. Just me. Well, from now on, I'm going to call. But they're supposed to, I'm going to call and make sure he's... I think they're having one May 16th there. And I'm going to call and find out for sure if that is going to happen. And also, there's one May 18th at Applebee's and Egan at 4 p.m., and I'm going to make sure that is happening.
You know, let me reassure you, the Applebee's is always busy, Okay. And so many of the car clubs in the southern metro that basically, go there. And, you know, they're there all the time. So I highly recommend the Applebee's in Eagan. I know there's many people that will show up for that. So if you can, you know, simply go to it. But don't forget now, okay? I know this is only May, but I want you to put this on your calendar because the Southern Cruiser Summer Spectacular is coming up. And that is a show you do not want to miss.
Where is that one at?
That is at the Buck Hill. Now, I can tell you, because Speedy and I are normally there, and the beauty about it is that they have the greatest turnout. It's just incredible, but it's coming up in August. If I can find it, I'll tell you where it is. Well, I told
that's
you
where I met you.
I'm sorry? Yeah. So you've been there before. Yeah, so, I mean, that is a great show to attend. I mean, there's so many. And we go to the proven ones that are, you know, highly trafficked, meaning there's many, many people, many, many cars. MSRA Back to the 50s is one in June. I think that's 17th through the 19th. You have Street Machine Nationals. That's in July. I mean, there's a whole bunch of them. But, yeah, I think you are right. You know, most people, you know, take the time to call and or a friend that's perhaps going out there or, you know, call the promoter themselves and, you know, ask for, you know, the attendance. And what I normally do, right, is I call after the start time because usually if it's going to be an active show, right, it's going to be busy, all right? But if you call like a half an hour later, you know, you'll get a better grip on, you know, how many people are at that show, right?
Yep, you will. So and Street Machine Nationals, my car broke down and I missed it the last couple of years.
Oh.
But this year I plan on going for sure. And I bought the parking spot. I have a parking spot for that, so I don't have to drive around. My friend got me and my son a parking spot. And so we got three right in a row there, and it really works. And as far as that Buck Hill,
yeah,
they have that just started Wednesday, their get together.
Yep.
Up there, and yep. I found out, I looked it up, you have to register now.
Yes, you do. It is getting busy.
So I registered, got my car in there. Hopefully I get my pass.
Well, you know, I think the beauty about it is that, you know, if we know that you're going to go to the Buck Hill event on Wednesday, simply tell us why. Because, you know, some of our listeners want to meet you, man. They want to talk to you. They want to know who Wolf is, you know.
I'd like to meet some of the listeners, too, myself.
Absolutely.
But another reason, I heard something from some people that from Buck Hill that work there that they were doing this to kind of get rid of some of the dragsters and the people that were causing the ruckus, and they had to call the police a few times because they got some of those young whippersnappers up there that were drag racing on the road.
Wow.
And he said that they're going to have registration so they can kind of weed some of those people out of there because it was getting very disturbing. And it was the same thing happened, but they canceled it. They used to have a motorcycle get-together, a Twin Cities Harley, up at the rack, the bar up here where I hang out. And they got a bunch of the guys on these crotch rockets that like to do the wheelies and the burnouts, and they started tearing up and down the street, and the police were called, and so the Harley dealer said, we don't want to have any part of that anymore, and we get together there on our own, but it's not sponsored anymore by Twin Cities Harley, because, well, it was nice, because we'd get a ticket, they'd have some little door prizes, you know, some little T-shirts or some hats or some, you know, gloves. They have a lot of little things there that you could win. And so they got out of it, and that was kind of a bummer for that deal. But we still get together up there.
Yeah, and you know, rightfully so. Many of the shows have closed, you know, and shut down primarily because of that. That is stipulated in some of the rules that they have when they are, you know, either renting or just using the space. You know, it brings a blemish on not just the car promoters, but it also on you know, the rules and the regulations, you know, that are brought to you by, you know, the city and the county. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, that's the downside for it, but it's happened in the past, and it will, and I hate to say this, it will happen to in the future, primarily because there's a lot of knuckleheads out there that should not be going to these shows. And I think, you know, registering for the show, then at least there's some kind of control, so that, oh, yeah, if the city comes to you and says, well, we have a notice that someone burned out of the driveway, and you know, in the event that the promoter has the registration of that car, you know, they can actually lead the police department to these you know, people that did that. You know, perhaps it'll help. You know, in the last minute that we have here, Wolf, you know, what kind of words did you have, you know, for our listeners this week? You know, you know, the parting words have been substantial, and people, I think, are really grasping on to, you know, the closing statement. So what do you have for them this week?
Okay, well, I just want to let them know that last week I forgot to mention I had my 84th birthday.
Ooh.
Which I usually don't celebrate. I tell my wife and all the relatives I just don't want to celebrate because that just indicates I'm getting old and I don't want to get old, so I don't want any more birthdays.
Happy birthday, belated, buddy. You know, and I think the beauty about it is that many more to come.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. But, you know, some of the words from you, I should listen. I think The Older I Get, that's a song that can't remember the singer. But you should listen to it because it's true. The older you get, the more you know it's the people you love and not the money and stuff that makes you rich. There's a lot of little lyrics in there that hit home when you're getting older.
And, yeah.
Call the older I get.
Well, my friend, thank you for being on today, and we'll see you later, okay?
Yeah, we'll get at a show and we'll talk cars.
There you go. Nicely done. A little bit of Wolf today. You're listening to Paulie Spitt on KSIZ Switzerland 99.9. Don't forget to listen in with Speedy and Spitt. Street Beat, Saturdays.
Sizzling 99.9 KSIZ.
Wagner's Drive-In is the place for homemade lip-smacking car chow when you get hungry while cruising or coming or going to a car show or cruise-in. Jump in at 7000 West Broadway in Brooklyn Park or call 763-533-8262.